Welcome to the Marty Sheegold Show podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, this Mother's Day, buy your mum a fragrance from the real house of fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Sheegold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
G'day, Shigsy, indeed. How you going?
Oh, never better.
Yeah.
Full show dump today. Just bang. Everything's a winner on this one. Yep.
Get into it.
I was there and I enjoyed it enormously. My old mate Stephen Curry's on the show today.
Yes.
Which is always fun. What a beautiful gentleman he's always been.
More Fesshole coming up as well. More confessions.
Yes, absolutely. Lots of stuff happening on the show and we like to kick it off by having a little chat with Will, who organises some shout-outs and whatnot from various people.
Tidbits, choice morsels.
Who have you? Yeah. Sushi stories?
Bon Mott's.
Sushi stories.
That was yesterday, wasn't it? Or the day before?
Oh, I've added that one today.
Yeah. Today.
Sushi stories. Okay. Tiny.
Just minutes ago.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Feels like yesterday.
What do you got?
I like this one. I mentioned it before off air. Natalie messaged the show on our Instagram at Marty Sheargold Show. Just a PSA for Will. Grain waves are half price at Woolies this week.
Yeah, very nice.
Getting down there.
On no diet
Will,
day.
Of course, will only take grain waves to barbecues.
That's all I do.
if he will attend them at all.
Well, because none if he's invited.
None of his friends have barbecues. Yeah.
Fingers crossed on an invite. One day.
One day.
We got another message from Three Cortista. I don't know what his actual name is or if it is indeed a man. It's a picture of a soccer player.
You've got an awful record when it comes gender sort of.
Never assume.
I should never trust my gut in this situation.
No, I don't. Apologies to Amira if she's listening.
Yes.
It's a follow-up to Nel Blu Dipinto di Blu, which was the song that won the first Grammy.
Yeah.
In the late 50s.
The 50s.
Which I wanted to play the other day, but then it was just me repeating myself.
it was a bit of a communication issue between DC on the pots and pans.
Wouldn't
and the
have been DC's fault.
Absolutely. It was all my fault. Are you kidding?
Fastest fingers in the game.
So, we just got a replay of Lauren saying the word.
Yeah, which I said, I don't want to hear myself say it again.
Mm. So, anyway. This is what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. It's Valara.
As pointed out by our Instagram friend, the song better known as Volare was later made famous by Dean Martin. Volare. Does this ring a bell?
It does now.
Oh, for me, absolutely.
So this is the song that won the first Grammy.
And it makes total sense, and it makes sense that Dean Martin would have done it as well.
Mm. It does. Let's fly. Oh, it's a nice bit of music, isn't it?
As always, thank you to our Instagram community.
Well, you can get in touch with us.
You know, they say that Frank Sinatra spilt more whiskey than Dean Martin drank. Because it was all an act with Dean.
Yeah.
He'd pretend he was blind.
Yes.
But Frank spilt more than Dean drank.
He was blind.
Yeah, well, more often than not. And quite a terrible life, Dean Martin. Lost a son.
It was really quite sad.
Sad. Anyway, that's for another time.
Leave you on that cheery note. Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Starts now from Triple M.
Bill Gates is going through a separation or divorce. I don't think they're using the word divorce, actually.
Well, there is divorce papers.
Yeah, okay.
Which
all right.
Melinda Gates, as she said, the marriage is irretrievably broken.
Yes. And it seems like it's been a bit of a quirky arrangement between them. I mean, knowing absolutely nothing about it firsthand.
Yeah.
After marrying his wife, Bill Gates would spend, and we all thought this was unusual, a long weekend every year at a cozy beach cottage with his old girlfriend, Anne Winblad.
Yeah.
Just all these years later, he's still managing a long weekend away with an ex.
How do you get that across the line with your current partner?
I have no idea how that conversation even starts.
And why is that going on?
Do you mind if Anne and I go and spend 3 days down at the beach in a couple of months?
In the log cabin?
I know how it would be met at my house.
I think in most people's houses, it would end up the same way as at yours.
It would be an ardent, strenuous no.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I could even make the words in my mouth to ask if it would be okay.
Yeah, you're too terrified.
Do you mind if I spend 3 days with an old ex-girlfriend down at the beach?
Yeah.
What?
What is going on
there? What is going on? It's a bizarre agreement, and it was part of a deal when he married Melinda in 1994. He told Time magazine in a 1997 profile, "We can play putt-putt while discussing biotechnology."
How fun.
What does he mean by putt-putt?
Maybe.
I hate that noise.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of stuff. Like stuff you have to do.
Kind it's of
like,
very nostalgic.
Yeah, nostalgic.
Yeah, the computer that sits on your desk that you never turned on.
Well, I don't even really recognise that noise either, to be honest. Bill and Anne started taking annual trips. I said annual trips to her.
Thankfully, there wasn't a spelling mistake there.
What kind of trips you having with her? Annual? Massive annual trips. To her Outer Banks home. I mean, none of this sounds right. When they began dating in 84 after meeting at a computer conference. The pair continued making the yearly jaunt down to the joint they stayed at even after breaking up in 87.
Yeah.
I mean.
For years.
Years. Breakups are funny things, aren't they? You know?
Not usually.
Sometimes they're never quite broken.
What do you mean?
Well, Is it over or are you doing 3 days a year together where you just frustrate each other by all the things that aren't happening in your actual life?
That's true.
You have that 3 day amazing window where you go, God, why did we ever break up? You know, on your second bottle of red wine.
Yeah.
Then you're heading up to the attic.
Yes. Because it's not real life on your weekend down at the cabin.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
but you convince
it's just the
yourself,
best bits.
Maybe this is real life. This could have been my life.
Yeah, this could be every day of the year.
Internal dialogue going on. That's just going to wear you down.
Absolutely.
They involved everything from riding dune buggies to hang gliding and quiet strolls on the beach.
There's a lot going on here.
There really is, and I don't like any of it. He even asked Anne for approval before proposing to Melinda.
What?
Yeah. Even after his marriage to Melinda, Bill and Anne had an arrangement that they could keep their vacation tradition alive. I don't like it. I'd find it very unusual and very hard to deal with if it was my partner going
away
for 3 days with her ex.
It'll be a no, thanks.
Oh, it's an absolute no. I'd get a private detective.
Of course you would.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
We were just talking about Bill Gates' strange and unusual relationship with one of his exes, Anne Winblad, where for the first 10 years of Bill's marriage to Melinda, they were still catching up and having beach holidays together.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's just so confusing.
Yeah.
There's no way that if I was in that situation, I could separate reality from fact. Do you know what I mean? That would be very confusing for
me
to be away with an ex-girlfriend in a beach shack. G'day.
While your current partner's at home.
Yeah, I know. Should we have a wine? I don't know what to do. turns out that Anne Winblad has gone on to marry Kevin Kline's brother, the actor. Kevin Kline.
Oh.
And he's a detective.
Yeah.
And I was joking that I'd have to get a detective to follow my partner if she was going on long weekends with her ex.
She's married to one.
She's married to a detective who's also Kevin Kline's brother. Yes. I mean, is that not
so strange?
Is that random or what?
It totally is.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
They're a very handsome crew too in other news.
Stand by to...
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
May the 6th.
Feels good. Feels right today.
Yeah.
Today is International No Diet Day.
So eat anything you want today. So
eat anything you want.
The gist.
Go on,
Rip
Troy.
In. Do it, Troy.
Oh, today's my day.
Today's your day.
All right, we'll get a pizza.
Just one.
It's a celebration of body acceptance. And isn't that a great thing?
That is.
I do love that.
And body shape diversity. Everyone's got a different shape, haven't they?
Yep.
1527, Spanish and German troops sack Rome. And many scholars consider this the end of the Renaissance. On this day?
1527. I was going to say 1927.
No,
1527.
We know more about it. 1840, the world's first adhesive postage stamp, the penny black, is first used in Great Britain.
Rubber band.
We should play this in full one day.
Yeah.
It's taken us a while to squeeze rubber band back in because, of course, the postage stamp would be considered...
Stationery.
Bang.
Like a rubber band. Rubber band. Just a key change. He really, he must have just really walked away out from the desk when he'd finished this one and gone, yeah, I think a rubber band is a belter.
That is going to be huge.
1954, Roger Bannister becomes the first person to run the mile in under 4 minutes.
Wow, that's fast.
Under 4 minutes to run.
The mile, that's 1.6.
Correct, 1,600 metres. Yeah. In under 4 minutes.
Did he have a tailwind?
He was farting all the way. DC like that. Beautiful fingers, by the way, wow. DC. 1966, the Rolling Stones released Painted Black. I see a red door and I want it painted black. For years I thought this was The Doors.
It does sound Doesn't a bit doorsy, like though. Doors? Yeah, I can understand why I got that confused. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. 1966.
66. Boys were having fun. Imagine being in the Rolling Stones in 1966.
What a life.
Heavy schedule.
I reckon.
Heavy.
Very busy.
Very. 2004 we jump to now. TV sitcom Friends airs season finale in 10th and final season in the US. Had 52 million viewers, and here's the last line from the series.
Well, do you guys have to go to the new house right away, or do you have some time? We got some time. Okay, should we get some coffee?
Sure. Where?
The coffee fixes everything.
Mm.
They always go downstairs.
All right.
But are you emotional?
I love that show.
Yeah.
It's such a great show.
Yeah, I never got into Friends. That's not their fault. It's entirely my choice.
you're the only one who didn't get it.
I was busy. Birthdays. Gina Riley is turning 60 today.
Big party.
Oh,
that would be fun.
Wouldn't that be a fun night?
On this day, Macy's. All right, if you have registered for this, get ready. Your phone could be about to ring.
Yeah, we cannot give one of these dartboards away. Of course, this is I Wake Up with Marty, Troy.
Yeah, it is.
You've got four rings to answer the phone, and if you say I Wake Up with Marty, we're going to continue building the ultimate
man cave. That's
Very
it.
Good.
We've given away a bar fridge. We've given away the stereo, the turntable, the speaker. Oh, you know, stereo.
Yeah.
Now we're giving away a dartboard.
And if you want to be a part of it, register your details, martyshegoldshow.com.au.
Not just any dartboard.
No.
A dartboard with your face in the middle of it.
A Darty Sheargold.
A Darty Sheargold. Yes. Thank you, Lauren.
We saw the mock-up. Your face takes up the entirety of the
dartboard. Does it?
Did you not see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's good.
I thought it would be more sort of a bullseye with my face in there.
It's the whole thing.
No, that's what I was expecting.
Aim for the eye.
We need one in the show office. So we're going to get one of those sorted for the show office.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
So glossy.
The bullseye is your nose.
Thank God I got my teeth whitened, am I right? In those photos. Because if you see me in real life, you'd be like, oh, his teeth are a bit browner than his poster. It's called vanity, guys.
Fix it in post.
Fix it in post. Who we got today, Troy?
We have Andrew in Macclesfield, I believe. All right. I hope I've got that right.
Yeah, you have.
We're sorry your call cannot be completed at this time.
Oh.
Please hang up and try your call again later.
What does that mean? I've never heard that.
At this time, please hang up.
We're going to just dial it again to see if
it's
bizarre.
No, I've never rung a phone and had that.
No. Who was that woman?
We're sorry your call cannot be completed at this time. Please hang up.
All right, okay.
But at this time, maybe he has like some kind of...
Did we not pay the phone?
Maybe we haven't paid the bill. Is that what you're suggesting?
Matt's suggesting we haven't paid his bill.
Yeah, maybe not. Well, bad luck, Andrew. Sorry
about that. Andrew.
We'll speak to our accounts department. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. We're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. They're the real house of fragrance this Mother's Day. Don't forget Mother's Day, of course, coming up this weekend.
Yes.
You're not organised, go and get set and sorted today. They've got over 450 stores around the country. They are one of Australia's largest pharmacy retailers.
Oh, absolutely they are.
And free shipping on any order over $50 as well.
Thank you, Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah. Giorgio Armani, maybe the C 100 mil fragrance. Ooh. Only $149.99.
They're giving it away.
Yeah.
We met Mario from Chemist Warehouse. Lovely guy. Talked us through the business. I mean, it's not an overnight arrangement.
No.
If that's what you're thinking.
They've been around for a while.
40 years.
Yeah.
They've been building that business.
Yeah, they have.
And you know what I most love and what I think Mario most loves? How many signs are up in the stores?
The signs are impressive. They do grab your attention when you go in.
It's almost overload for someone like me to see that. You all right, Will?
Sorry. Just you coughing a lot. Warehouse.
Yeah. Have you had a test?
I have before.
I've never.
You've never had a COVID test?
Never. Not once. I haven't really needed to. I didn't get sick last year.
Yeah, I know.
Well, no need to boast.
Sorry, Troy. It's still very sensitive.
Wonder Woman's
very, very sensitive issue with me.
What a hero.
Yeah, good on you. You stayed well.
Thank you, Chemist Warehouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's your celebrity hall pass is what we're going to talk about now. Just the person that if they came into town and ended up in your suburb, your partner said you're allowed to have a session with them.
Is this a thing, hall pass?
I don't think so. No. It's a great thing. It's a fun thing to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, what are the chances
the practicality
of me being allowed to have a session with Natalie Portman just because she's in Sydney?
Oh, is that?
No.
No, you have to decide and then you can't change. You can't change it because that person's in town.
Oh, it's just your
one-off.
It's
like, this is my hall pass. You can't say,
oh, well,
now
then it
that
stays
Natalie's
the same
here.
For me. It's Mikey Robbins every day of the week. It's never changed. It's me and Mikey if we ever get the chance.
That's gettable.
Who for, Mikey or me?
Who's your celebrity hall pass? Yeah, 133353 if you got one, by the way. Call us.
Celeste Barber, who we all know from raising such a huge amount of money after the fires that were at the beginning of 2020.
Yes.
Yes.
End of 2019.
Celeste, 8 months ago, yeah.
And her husband, Arpi, they've been married for 18 years, and like many couples, they have celebrity crushes. Arpi looks like a good-looking bloke in other news.
He's referred to as hot husband.
Is
that's
that
what
him?
She calls him. Yeah, that's
Jesus.
Him. He's hot.
He is a good-looking bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, he's fit.
This week, one of Celeste's fans asked her if Arpi, who's been dubbed her hot husband, has a celebrity hall pass, and Celeste replied by sharing a photo of Arpi posing with a photoshopped image of model Rosie Huntington Whiteley, who
married to Jason Statham.
Right, yep. Okay. Celeste then wrote, "He thinks he does seriously." So perhaps Celeste is not buying into the fact that Arpi is any chance whatsoever of hooking up with Rosie.
Yeah.
A celebrity hall pass is a relationship that refers to someone who's famous, and a significant other would give you an opportunity to sleep with that person if you had the chance. Jeez. I should ring Mikey. Rosie Huntington Whiteley.
Mm.
Is she any relation to Brett Whiteley?
I don't.
Sorry?
Is she any relation to Brett Whiteley?
I don't know who
that is. I don't know who that is. I doubt it.
Mm. I know who that is, but I'm not sure.
An Australian
check
artist.
That out.
No. She's British, I think, or American.
Is she?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
She was in Mad Max Fury Road.
Was she?
Yeah.
So what?
I'm just trying to place her for people.
That is his
hall pass.
That's Arpi's celebrity
hall
pass.
She's, yeah, look how hot she is.
Yeah.
I've nominated Mikey Robbins as my hall pass.
Just in case. Brett in Cranbourne North, what's yours?
Hey, guys. Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're in a band, it'd help, Brett.
Yeah. Good on you, Brett. Matt in Veronia, who's yours? Celebrity hall pass.
Mine is Selma Hayek, the buxom, Spanish-looking, little bit of an accent.
Yeah. And, you're making me nervous.
We know.
Very nervous,
who
Matt.
She is.
I must have said something along the way because the missus always brings her up. Whenever she comes on, oh, that's your way. I'm like, okay, what are you picking?
So, okay. Almost encouraging you, Matt. You'd be mad not to if the opportunity arises.
Just wind him down there. And
so
Kelly.
You think you're Spanish.
Kelly in Whittlesey, celebrity hall pass.
Oh, Marty, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
It's actually you.
Well, for you, Kelly?
Not for me, for an old friend of mine.
All right.
She's been saying it forever.
All right, well, kick her details through to Matt on the phone and I'll give her a hoy.
Here we go with yearbook. And look at the scores so far. Will in the lead.
Yeah.
On four, you've won four times. Marty, two. Lauren, one.
Oh. Now run the listeners through how yearbook works,
well,
Troy.
I'm going to play you a grab of something. All you guys have to do is tell me the year it happened.
Yeah.
Write it on a bit of paper.
Yeah.
And play along wherever you are on the way to work.
If you think you can remember what the year is, shout it out in your own car.
That's right. Don't write it down.
Perhaps you're making
focus
breakfast
on the road.
You know, got the toast in.
That's right.
Don't call us either because no one will answer.
No, don't call at the moment. No one will answer. You've got the toast in and you're just thinking, can't wait to get into work.
Yeah.
Another great day.
Another day. Another dollar.
Life.
Just the one.
Life.
All right. Are you ready to go?
Hola.
First question here. What year did TV show Sale of the Century finish?
Finish?
Yeah. They did 4,610 episodes of Sale of the Century. What year was it that it actually finished? Maddie's keeping score here, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, first of three, best of five.
Thank you, Matt.
All right.
I'm in.
It was replaced by Temptation from memory.
I'm saying 99.
Oh, I said 2001.
I said 2000.
2001 is correct.
Oh, well done.
2001,
someone's
well done.
On the board.
Yes.
I went and watched a bit of a Sale of the Century episode once with Lavinia Nixon and Ed Phillips.
Oh, yeah. That was
Ed
towards the end.
That's why I thought it was 99.
Yeah, right. No, yeah. 2001.
2001.
All right, second question. What year did Heath Ledger sadly pass away?
He turns to me.
Oh, that's hard.
Why so
pretty sure.
Serious?
What year?
He comes at me was that? With the knife.
I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to change it. I was going to. Everyone
I think
in?
I've got it
I've
right.
I said 07.
I said 08.
It's 08.
It is 08.
Yeah. Ooh.
I was either going to say 08 or 07.
One.
That is a really good story.
Yeah. I know, I'm sorry. I'm trying to be really quiet.
Why are you trying to be quiet? Because last time we did this, you said the F word.
No, that was about a month ago.
Because
I have my tiny dog under my jumper and I don't want to frighten him.
And that's not a euphemism.
No. Dog Nutty is in here this morning. All right, next question here. Kevin Sheedy.
Am I on negative one?
What are the scores there?
Yes.
No, you get to. You've done your time now.
Oh, yeah, from yesterday.
We decided that he was going to be on negative.
No,
again.
You've okay. served your punishment for okay. lying to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, from yesterday.
Wonderful. It is on one apiece. Everyone's on
there. You
one.
Go.
It doesn't take away that you did lie to the team.
In a non-competitive game, there's proof that I never cheated on one of these proper ones.
I don't know that there is.
There
proof.
Is proof.
But anyway, that's not what this is about. I
no.
mean, you're having a go, mate. I just don't trust you anymore.
All right, next question here. Kevin Sheedy coached Essendon for 634 games until which year?
This isn't
hard. Why is it not fair?
Because that's a Will question. Okay.
I don't write the questions with anyone in mind.
When did he stop coaching Essendon?
Yeah. Coached Essendon until which year was it?
I have a number in my head and I'm going to just...
Write it down?
It.
Okay.
I don't remember
either. I've got no idea.
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
He and Hurdy had their last game.
There was a whole thing.
Hurdy.
How early are you going?
Don't know. No, no, that.
All right. What are your answers, guys?
No, Marty isn't in.
I've got...
No, I'm going to go... Hang on. I'm going to go... I've changed it. Jesus Christ. I'm on the front bar with Mick tonight. He'll hate this. 2005.
I said 06.
Seven.
It's 2007.
Come on.
Will takes the lead.
Yeah. All right, next question here. What year did Safeway supermarkets change their name in Victoria to Woolworths?
I still call it Safeway. I still, to the day I die, will call it Safeway.
They changed their name. They went through a bit of a rebrand. Still the fresh food people of Safeway.
Coming here as a kid... And thinking, why is it called Safeway?
Mm. Yeah, we do things differently here in Victoria. We do things better.
I don't have a clue.
Oh, we do things so much better.
Yeah.
I don't know why all these Victorians are bailing out of town now. We've done
it. I know, that's right.
Stick around. Get in the CBD. Have a nice meal.
Yes. So much to offer. What year?
I don't have a clue.
I'm saying 2016.
Oh, is it that recent?
I don't know.
I'm saying 2010.
I went 06.
It's 2008.
Come on.
Oh, there you go, Will.
What?
Closest.
I don't even remember.
2008.
I just
and, oh, yes, you have.
First
won.
First of three.
Oh, my God.
We didn't even know.
Nice work, Will.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
We were just talking off air about if Lauren ever has babies, how painful that's going to be for her. It's always a fun thing for men to say to women.
And you were giving me advice.
Yeah, hey.
You should just be my birthing coach or something.
I'm happy to come in and help you out.
Oh, nah.
G'day, mate. What are you doing?
What an offer. No thanks.
I can do attitude and energy on the day. Yes. I'll just come in and keep it light and bright like I did with our kids. Did a lot of gas too, it has to be said.
You did.
Oh, I was peaking. They actually came in because they thought Andrew was doing too much gas and I had it on my face. I'm like, oh, sorry, I was just trying it.
Just mucking around.
I was like,
having a bit of fun.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, I had a pretty big day. We're asking the question, dumb things your partner did. Dumb things your partner did. I mean, here's your opportunity to throw your partner under the bus for being dumb. I lost my shirt, I pawned my
ring, I've done all the dumb things. 133-53 is the number, by the way.
Midwives reveal things men have done in the delivery room. This is just dumb dads, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What did your partner do? Perhaps not just when you were birthing, but in life generally.
Yeah.
But certainly if your partner did do something when the child was being born, let us know.
Yeah.
133-53.
One midwife has been sharing her experiences on the labour ward on TikTok, including why she is sick of men behaving badly, like me, while their parents are giving birth. And she didn't mind that I was using the gas.
Would have loved it.
She loved it. I had the playlist on the Yui Boom. I'd done my job.
Yeah.
All the important things covered.
You want a sip of water, sweetheart?
You did your job 9 months prior.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I did. The heavy lifting. Yeah.
What's on the playlist?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, sort of mellowing stuff. Yeah. David Gray, no doubt. White Ladder.
Some Adele.
I'm not sure Adele was a thing in those days.
Oh, yeah, right.
She might have come later. I can't remember what the playlist was. But
you didn't save it?
Oh, I don't know. I actually don't know.
Yeah.
We should drop the needle on it.
We should drop the needle off one of the playlists. She's joined by her friend, this lady on TikTok, by a fellow midwife, and the women share their tales of bad dad behaviour in labour.
It's when he misses the birth to validate the parking ticket. It's when he scrolls on his phone the whole time during labour. It's when he asks about when the stretch marks are going to go away while she's on the operating theatre tape. It's when he poops in the hospital toilet with the door open. It's when he goes to the pub with all his mates during the labour. It's when he asks if it's going back to normal while I'm suturing. It's when he tries to put a hat on the baby whilst it's crowning.
Oh. What are these guys thinking?
Well, they're just being blokes.
Yeah.
You know, some guys
just
trying to lighten the mood on the day.
Attitude and energy.
And if that means trying to put a little beanie on a baby's head when it's crowning, that's what you have to do sometimes. Were you the dumb dad, Lee?
Yeah, so I was the dumb dad, yes.
What did you do, mate?
So she went into labour and I was at work at the time and thought, you know what, I could probably go to gym on the way.
Oh, my God.
And then, got back to the hospital and, yeah, my daughter was born.
Lee, what were you going to the gym for? Just to have a workout?
I'm probably not thinking.
No, you weren't thinking.
You were not.
You can miss a leg day, mate. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely miss leg day.
That should be a T-shirt. Yeah. Definitely miss leg day.
Wife was, you know, as they do, then complaining a little bit and all the rest of it. But, you know,
that's a good start from you, Cam.
and had her in at the spa and all the rest of it. Anyway, got down to the she was complaining that happy gas wasn't working properly. Being a plumber, I thought, give me a look, and I mucked around with the gauges and sucked in and out, and I didn't think it was working myself. So I got up and I said, all right, I'll go get the midwife, and as I walked out, the gas did kick in and I walked straight into the wall. And I tell you right now, them walls, they're made out of concrete, really hard plastic, and then a big lump on my head. So, it wasn't great. They came in and they gave me a bit of what for, and I just sat back in the corner for the rest of the birth. I didn't say a word.
Yeah, you should have gone again on the gas cap. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. watching a video on Tokyo. I'm right into watching people walk around cities at the moment on
YouTube. Yeah, I love it.
It's brilliant.
It is really interesting.
Because I've never been to Tokyo.
No, and you can't do any travelling at the moment anywhere overseas. So no, but that's how you can get around and look at those cities.
It's just such a lovely thing to do, to just put YouTube on. This is a three-hour video of someone just wandering around Tokyo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen a cleaner city in other news.
It is incredibly clean. Slow news day.
Slow news day. I have put my glasses down somewhere.
do you want mine?
I have no idea where they
are.
Let's have a look. I will push on. I think I left them in the office when I went to get me banana.
Are you serious?
that's right. That's where you were. Are you going to be right?
I'll be right.
Do you want
someone
to run and get
them? I can see what's going on here.
Yeah.
Slow news day. Australian cricketer David Warner was mysteriously dropped as captain of his Indian Premier League team on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday, and I've got the photo in front of me, David's wife, Candice, put on a brave face whilst hitting golf balls.
Oh. All right.
I mean, it seems like a slow news day, doesn't it?
Yes.
When we're covering off Candice having a swing at the driving
range. Yeah.
On the back of Dave, I mean, surely David's the story. He's been dropped from his own IPL team.
Yes.
Not only as captain, but as batsman.
Yeah.
And he's stuck in India as well, isn't he? I'm assuming. As part of the cricketer's cohort.
He's not hitting any golf balls.
No. Candice is. Why is it? I couldn't agree more. It's a slow news day. She was working on her swing on the driving range and practicing her putting. And Candice told the Daily Mail that the couple and their three daughters are coping well, despite David's uncertain future in India.
Mm.
She certainly looked the part, as the article unbelievably continues. She certainly
There's not much more to this story.
It was longer than this, too.
She certainly looked the part at the prestigious course in La Perouse, wearing a white Callaway cap, black sunglasses, a sports skirt, a navy polo shirt, as she practiced with her mother, Kerry Fowles, on.
Aww.
Holy hell.
Good to know.
What a slow news day.
Good to be kept up to date.
I tell you, they'll print anything, won't they? The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M.
The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M. Stephen Curry with us this morning.
Oh, my God, guys. And this first time on your show, Marty.
Thank you. It's lovely to have you.
I keep seeing, I drive into town from out of town and I see your face a lot.
There's a lot of
on
around.
The billboard. It's a big billboard, isn't it?
There's a couple around that are just too big, which is why I had my teeth slightly whitened.
Did you? When he says slightly, how slightly
fairly
are we talking here?
A little bit.
Fairly. It looks
you know,
very bright.
Sometimes in life, people next to you smoke and blow it in your mouth. It's a disaster. Coffee doesn't help.
We used to do comedy festival shows back in the 90s, didn't we, Marty?
We used to do a lot of stuff together.
That was always the Marty Shugold Show, wasn't it? Didn't matter who else was in the show.
Well, Cuzza and I have a long and checkered history of working together through our youth.
Quite checkered. With the great Bob Franklin.
With the great Bobby Franklin Rosie and Glenn Hammond. Robbins used to, Ros yep. Hammond.
A young guy called Jim Owen used to come in and do a little, Sean McAuliffe, what's he done since? Remember he came in and did a little guesty?
Yeah, we used to have a great time, didn't we? It was a great time to be working, and we were always working live.
Always working live. Just right, like now, we've just been taken off now. That's just gone.
Yes.
Have I just brought your show off air?
No, not at all.
Okay, no.
How did you go through the pandemic before we talk about June again?
Can I say I loved it? Is that bad?
No.
Are you allowed to
I
say you loved it?
Everyone had a different experience of the pandemic.
I just didn't get out of my trackies. My kids are quite nice kids.
Yes.
They're quite good kids.
So it was fine to all be home together.
And they're pretty young. They still think I'm funny. So my gags are still working, all that kind of stuff.
I love it.
I think parents of teenagers might have had a way different story, but I had a really good time. Is that bad to say?
No, you're allowed to say whatever you like, mate.
I really enjoy it. One of the best pandemics I've ever had.
It was a pretty good pandemic.
As far as pandemics go, I've had a...
If you weren't running a cafe, it was pretty good.
It was, we should start this again, shouldn't we? We'll cut this bit out in post.
No, it's fine. But you were posting stuff on Facebook. You weren't totally sort of like living under a rock. You were still being creative and being your usual Stephen Curry self. You were unbelievable.
Oh, well. Yes, that's very good. Off air, we were talking about how unbelievable can be taken in two ways.
Can't it?
Would you say unbelievable in a really good way or just
in a really good way.
Not believable.
It was unbelievable.
Thank you, mate.
As was June Again, which is in cinemas from today.
Nice segue.
Do yourself a favour. What a cast. Noni Hazelhurst is just outstanding in this movie.
She's incredible.
Isn't she?
She's incredible. The pathos.
Had you worked with her or did you pathos? The gravitas.
The gravitas.
Unbelievable.
No, she is. I had not worked with her before. I've idolised her from a distance. I've, you know, as all of us probably, you know, watched her from when we were little children on Play School. But her career has just gone ridiculously from then on. There was a film called Little Fish. I don't know if you ever saw that with Cate Blanchett.
I don't think I've seen that.
And Hugo Weaving. In which she plays the mother of that. And that was one of those performances where she came out and everyone just sort of, anyone who thought that she was like the lady from Better Homes and Gardens
was reminded.
All of a sudden just goes, oh my God, this woman is an absolute powerhouse. And she's incredible. And she, in this film, she's just, it's a film that is based around her character, June, who suffers from dementia and who gets a moment of clarity and sort of escapes from this home that she's been in and needs to sort of put her family back together after 5 years. And you know, the story does revolve around her and Claudia and I, who play her children, kind of, you know, I guess supporting players in that. But she, Noni, carries this film unbelievably. I didn't have to do anything.
I just turned up
and had free lunch.
You were fantastic in it, as you always are. I don't think I've ever seen you do anything I didn't enjoy.
Thank you, Marty.
With Noni's character, is that a possible thing where you can have a break from dementia and have some clarity in your life?
There are many anecdotal stories of it. This one is probably taking a little bit of artistic license because
the length of the
moment of clarity that she has. But no, it is a commonly experienced thing. And, you know, I guess that J.J. Winlove was talking about.
The director
and writer of the film was talking about how he'd been inspired by certain family experiences of his and an anecdotal story of a friend of his who this happened to his mother.
Yeah. It's a really interesting area, isn't it? And Claudia Carvin is just stunning, as always.
Yeah, and she's playing my younger sister. Now, there's nothing established in this film.
There's no way for you as a viewer to realise who's older or younger.
No.
Other than you look so much better than Claudia.
Thank you. But I'm so glad you didn't say so much older. But the director did say grey goes a long way. And I don't know whether he thought that was a compliment.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did he reckon he thought that was a compliment?
If he'd said silver fox, you would have known it wasn't.
I'd be fine.
No, I reckon that's worse. That makes you older. Oh, you got a bit of the silver fox about you. I'm not George Clooney, mate. In other news, you've got June Again coming out in cinemas today.
I do.
You're also working on an MTC show that starts on the 10th called The Truth.
Give us
a little bit of that.
Oh, basically it's about lying. Yeah. Basically these are the worst people in the world and it's about who can lie better.
Yeah, right.
The advantages of lying and the advantages of maybe occasionally telling the truth
and
when it suits you.
Michaela Banister's in that with you.
Yep, Katrina Milosevic. Bert Labonte.
Oh, I love Bert. Yep. Used to kick the footy with Bert years ago.
Oh, there you go.
He just did a part on Fisk with us.
Oh, did he?
Bert.
I loved you in Fisk.
Lovely man, Bert.
Did you just mention Fisk so that I would say I loved you in Fisk?
Partly, yeah.
Okay, it worked.
I'm not going to lie.
But, you know, that worked.
We're just actors, you
we're
and
just
I.
Actors. We're just actors. You're treading the boards.
I'm an actor now.
The roar of the grease paint, the smell
Does
of the
Does it
crowd.
Annoy actors when blokes who aren't actors go, hey, we're hey, just actors
us guys.
Now.
Us guys.
Us
well,
guys.
It's funny. Moving to the country was funny because I went to Mitre 10 up in the country town and this woman looked at me and she went, there's lots of you up here now.
Oh. Lots
what
of
does
your
that
kind.
Mean? Lots of you. It's
yeah.
like, what do you mean lots of me?
Lots of your type, yeah. mate. You actor types.
People without a real job. Coming into Mitre 10 pretending you're handy.
Oh, yeah. Take the money somewhere else, lady. How was your pandemic selling hammers? You didn't have to do all of that with her,
yeah.
which was unnecessary.
Hey, by the way, I want to go back on what I said before about the pandemic. I had a pretty good pandemic.
Yeah, it wasn't amazing.
Wasn't amazing.
As described by you.
It wasn't a tour de force.
No.
It was like giving four stars.
Yeah. You've had better pandemics.
I've had better pandemics.
Before you go, because one game we like to play with people.
Yeah.
Is what would you rather? And
yes.
Lauren just rolls you through some choices
and we talk them
through.
Yeah, let's break it down.
And these are some of our favourite ones that we've done with people as well.
Mm.
So our first one, would you rather have a 10-inch long belly button that swayed to music or accordions for legs?
People can hear you coming.
I think, yeah, the accordion's for Leslie. I've always wanted to be a one-man band kind of deal because I'd probably also get some cymbals on the fingers and stuff.
Yeah, like
and...
Coldplay when they shot that video in Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Accordions for legs.
Accordions if for only, legs.
That's fine. Good.
Doesn't if want only. A 10-inch tail.
No, no.
No.
I did like that. Yeah, it was a nice little tease, that one.
It really is. Mm.
Would you rather paint an entire wall with only your face or with just your knees?
That's really interesting, isn't it? Look, I've got pretty bad knees and I've got a gorgeous face.
You're stunning.
So I reckon, yeah. I'd say my stunningly chiselled features would make a delicious painting.
Paintbrush.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a face painter.
I am a face painter from way back.
From way back.
A butterfly face that was, guys? A face that was meant to just paint walls.
What else you got? You got one more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay.
Would you rather have finger-sized nipples or nipple-sized fingers?
Oh, dear. I reckon finger-sized nipples would be good because you could play a little tune on them too, couldn't you? They sound quite musical.
You
could
hide them.
You couldn't hide them, did you say?
You can hide them.
How do you hide them? What, do you tape them down?
No, yeah, they always, it's like the Mentos ad.
Oh, they're always out?
Yeah, they're boingy.
Oh,
bring it on, because they are also a conversation starter.
Oh, totes.
Too, aren't they?
At the M2C, they'd love that with your intimacy coach. Do yourself a favour. Go and check out June again.
Yes.
There's some really wonderful performances in a very lovely, beautifully crafted film. Well
yes.
done, Carson.
Take your mum. Your mum's going to love it.
Yes.
It's a fantastically beautiful
Great
film.
Great to see you, mate.
Marty Shugold, now on Triple M. The Marty Shugold Show.
This is the top six at eight.
It is. This is something we do usually a little bit earlier in the show.
Top six at eight. It just gives you a handle on a couple of headlines to move on with your day.
Yeah.
Bon mots, as it were.
Yeah.
Choice morsels.
So you're kind of up to date and you know something about what's happening in the world.
The sushi of stories.
Yeah.
That's not bad, is it?
Choice is.
The sushi of stories. Coming in at number one on the top six at eight. Total disgrace. Trump fumes over Facebook ruling.
He's still banned.
He's still banned.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
not letting him back on.
Not allowed to be on Twitter or?
Absolutely not. It's all over. Number two on the top six at eight. Derek Chauvin demands new trial in George Floyd case as juror defends going to rally. What's happened there, Loz?
One of the jurors, so when they were chosen as jurors, they had to go through and tick a little box to say that you hadn't been
to a
Black Lives Matter
right. protest. And this person had.
And they had.
And
oh, right.
They found a photo of them in a...
May well be grounds for appeal, a new trial. Mm. Number three in the top six at eight, massive object is hurtling towards Earth.
Yay.
Yay. I wonder if that's ever going to happen.
It's just a bit of space junk.
Space junk. Can we stop polluting everything?
Well, apparently not.
There's a bit up there.
There's a fair bit up there by all reports. Number four, factory fire spews toxic smoke and forces schools to shut. That's in our very own neck of the woods here, South Melbourne, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Farrar Street and Buckhurst Lane.
I've got a photo of the fire here. It is absolutely belting along.
Mm. Yep.
How's that fire going? Is it out?
Yeah, it was overnight.
It's out. It was overnight. Yeah, but the tram that goes past there apparently is still stopped. The 126.
Oh, the 126.
Do you catch that one, Troy?
Never heard of that tram.
Oh, actually, it's stop 126.
I was going to say. 126. I'm like, where's that going?
You've made up a route.
Troy, our tram representative. Can we get someone on from public transport to go to the next level on this story, please? Obviously, I'm joking. I don't care. Number five, crowd numbers to be increased at Victorian stadiums. What are they going up to, Will?
85% at Marvel and GMHBO.
Bang! Number Good six, years. Top six at eight. George Clooney reveals he's Brad Pitt's biggest fan.
Oh, now you're up to date.
Yeah.
It's also his birthday.
Oh!
Oh, hello there. This is Father Marty's Fess Hole.
We are doing this for Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance. This Mother's Day, Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day if you haven't sorted something.
Yeah,
get in there.
Get going. Get in there.
Couple of days to go.
Just drift through the fragrance area of the store and make your mum happy.
Yeah.
And, today we're talking to Nick from Druin about whatever he needs to unburden himself of.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly lied to his mother, Barbara. Nick, are you there?
Morning, Marty. Morning, team. Yes.
How are you feeling, mate? Nervous?
A little bit nervous because most people in my family think I'm the golden child.
So do they?
I might be off the mantle after this.
Well, let me ask Barbara if she agrees. Barbara, good morning. How are you going?
Oh, not too bad, thanks.
Would you agree that Nick is the golden child?
Oh, no, not really.
Straight off the bat, Nick, it's a no from your mum. Who's your favourite child, Barbara?
I don't have a favourite.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't. In your mind, whatever name you said, that's your child. Barbara's like, I knew it wasn't Nick. Barbara, can I call you Babs?
I usually answer to Barb.
You're a Barb. Yeah, not as exciting as Babs. Nick, all right, mate, away you go. I'm going to hand the show over to you so you can clear the air with your mum, whatever you've been wanting to confess to her that you've held on to for all this time. Go for it, buddy.
No worries. So, morning, mother.
Good morning.
Yeah, so you might remember, so this is quite some time ago, so probably about 25 years ago when you and Dad went up to Queensland and you left me at home.
Yeah.
And you're obviously very trustworthy and you expected me to go to church and you left money for the collection plate. And I ended up using that money to buy alcohol on the weekend.
Barb loves it.
Are you surprised, Barbara?
Yes, very.
Are you disappointed in Nick?
Well, yes, it is disappointing. I wouldn't have thought he would have done that.
No, because he reckons he's the golden child, Barbara. Barbara's just having a chuckle thinking, I always knew Nick was a turd. Well, there you go, Nick. You got it off your chest. Well done. Yeah. Good luck to both of you as we come towards the end of the week. You can still register to be a part of it.
Yeah, you can do that. MartyShegoldShow.com.au. You've won yourselves a $250 voucher to Chemist Warehouse. And, of course, in the draw to win that weekend spa getaway package for your mum worth $2,500, we will give that away tomorrow.
Well done.
Stand by to...
It's all just a little bit of history
on this day.
Welcome to it. Here we go. May the 6th today.
Today is International No Diet Day. Just eat it today. If you've been looking at it in the cupboard thinking, nah, eat it.
Just eat whatever you want.
What's your favourite chocolate?
I'm on these Daryl Lee orange chocolate balls at the
God,
moment.
Oh, they're good. I know exactly the ones you're talking about.
I can't stop
eating
them.
They're quite a large ball.
Yeah.
They are.
Mine's a Twix.
You love a Twix?
Or a Cherry Ripe.
I still love a Bullet. I've always loved
Daryl
Bullets.
Lee Bullets.
Oh, my God.
Mm. So good.
On this day in 1682, Louis the 14th of France moves his court to Versailles. Who's this? Because this is the original, isn't it?
King?
Who?
This is the Kingsman?
Yeah, right. 1889, the Eiffel Tower is officially open to the public at the Universal Exposition in Paris. Why this song? Eiffel 65, that's
why. Yeah, a lot of French stuff this morning.
It's got a real French flavour. Yeah, and I was only requesting a French onion soup 20 minutes
ago. That's right.
Oh, and I said,
on International No Diet,
Diet Day. Go for it.
French onion soup.
Yum.
Crusty bread, cheese on top.
When was the last time you had that?
We indeed. Steak and frites to follow.
Let's go and get that after we finish the show.
Creme brulee.
Oh. Yeah.
And then a lay down.
Siesta.
1957 on this day was the last broadcast of I Love Lucy on CBS. 57. Jesus.
Yeah. When things were starting.
Yeah, totally.
Crazy.
This would have been one of the first. 1977, The Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl is released in the UK.
Imagine all the people.
It's been a while. Too long, actually.
Living for today. Ooh-hoo.
Oh, yeah. Probably get emails now.
Yeah.
I miss her. 1998, Steve Jobs of Apple Inc. unveils the first iMac.
Oh, what a sound.
What a sound. Ugh, still makes me a bit sick.
Oh, I love it.
It's just like, oh, what's going on in this thing today?
Microsoft one as well.
Yeah, no, I don't like computers. I never have. Birthdays. George Clooney's turning 60.
I think I have something that belongs to you.
Me too. What do you want to meet?
Oh, the Nespresso ad. I love
it. All his bodies of work.
It doesn't. It doesn't matter what he does.
Yeah. That's incredible.
I know.
I always imagined you to be much more...
taller.
No, much more ristretto. Oh. Good night, Mr. DiCaffinato.
Nice. Oh. What a life he's got.
Oh. Well, now he has twins.
Yeah,
well, he's still going to have a good
life. How much do you reckon he's doing with them?
Yes.
No, Mac, don't.
There'd be help.
Where did you just say he's no Matt Damon?
George Clooney.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to tell me?
That's ridiculous.
I was trolling.
Okay. Because
Matt Damon's better than Ben Affleck.
Yesterday, though. Will and I got into a whole Matt Damon versus Ben Affleck conversation.
I'll die on that.
Ben Affleck has had a better career than Matt Damon.
On a whole.
On a whole.
Yes.
I still disagree.
But I agree with you that Matt Damon's had better acting roles. Possibly.
Some acting roles. Yeah. I think Ben Affleck is a better actor than Matt Damon, unless it involves running around being puffed.
What?
Which Matt Damon's very good at. If you're listening, Matt, I know you're in the country. Cheerio.
Yeah.
I met you years ago and you had heaps of makeup on.
Well, he's an actor. He's probably come straight from a shoot. That's what you do.
So unfair,
nah, too much, yeah. Mate. Too much pancake, mate. 2016, Reg Grundy unfortunately passed away on this day. He would have been. He was age 92.
Because he had some shows, didn't he?
Didn't he? What?
It's the Grundy Organisation or something.
Oh, my God.
Was
they
called?
Made some TV.
Yeah. Another Grundy production.
Yes.
This, there you go.
Of course,
that's
the old Wheel of Fortune theme.
Yeah. On this day.
The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M.
I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
Mistakes laws.
Yeah.
How'd we go today, mate?
Pretty good. I just have one little useless fact.
Good. I love a useless fact.
From, which, you know, fact. Ties
yeah,
in.
It ties
fun.
In yeah. beautifully.
Mm. From Daniel on Instagram, because we were talking about Woolworths earlier during yearbook.
Oh, yeah.
And when they changed from Safeway
to Woolworths.
Mm. And we had a bit of an off-air chat as well about it. He said, useless fact, before it being called Safeway in Tasmania, it was called Rolf.
Rolf. How are you spelling that?
R-O-E-L-F.
Rolf.
V-O-S. Supermarket.
Rolf Voss.
People still call it that when referring to Woolies, like I still say Safeway.
We're going down to Rolf Voss.
Yep. He's a Tasmanian businessman.
Is he?
Yeah.
Mr. Rolf Voss.
Rolf Voss.
I have a fact check for a listener.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
How's that work?
So this person texted us.
Yeah.
Her name's Arend. Mm-hmm. He said, hi, fact check. Noni Hazelhurst was on our show, on a show called Our House, not Better Homes and Gardens, laughing emoji.
Oh,
well, Aaron, yes, she was on Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah, we were on with John Jarrett.
Yep, for years and years, 10 years.
10 years.
Our House was a show, but Noni was not on it.
On that one. So, in your face.
Aaron,
sorry,
Aaron. Aaron tried to fact check Steve Curry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rude.
Yeah, totally. Classic Aaron, though. All his mates would be like, eat it, Aaron.
Good on you, Aaron. Yeah. You got something there, Will?
Yeah, we were talking about hall passes.
Yes.
And we put it up on our Instagram at Marty Shugold Show. So sort of opened it to the listeners and we got some responses. Georgie Parker, not who you think.
Yeah.
The Olympian plays field hockey.
Okay.
We had Ricky Lee.
Ricky Lee Coulter.
Sandra Sully.
Sully, yes.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Was
really?
One from Kiri.
In his prime time. Like
his
Johnny
prime,
Depp.
But what about current day Johnny Depp? Are you hall passing for him? I wouldn't have thought
I don't think
so.
I'd hall pass for him now, but
no,
God,
you don't think.
In his day, he was the ultimate man.
What sort of film?
Like when you think of What's Eating Gilbert Grape,
I think of Leonardo DiCaprio.
I think of Johnny.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's the difference between you two.
Yeah. So you mean like 21 Jump Street era?
Even later, like even as Captain Jack Sparrow. Oh. Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
I think he was part.
Chocolat.
Chocolat.
There we go.
Chocolat.
We might have to go on that note, I think.
Lauren's going to
leave
it.
Leave Lauren alone for a sec.
Pardon me, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, this Mother's Day, buy your mum a fragrance from the real House of Fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.